Jerusalem in order to accomplish his Paschal mystery. Today in the readings, or in the celebration of today, has a lot of symbols. The green palm is a symbol of peace because the people proclaimed Jesus to be the King of Peace while he was on his way to Jerusalem. It also represents the royalty and the restoration. The crowd symbolizes praise and denial. This is because the crowd who were singing to Jesus, "Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest," will on Good Friday say, "Crucify him, crucify him." The donkey is a symbol of Christ's humility. But today I will reflect on the crowd. According to its dictionary meaning, crowd is a large number of people gathered together, typically in a disorganized or unruly way. In a crowd, we see good people, and in a crowd, we see bad people with evil intentions. Good people with good intentions and bad people with bad intentions. In a crowd, we see powerful people, and in a crowd, we see powerless people. In a crowd, we see people who praise God with all their hearts, with their whole mind and heart. And in a crowd, we see people who just praise God with their lips, not from their hearts. In a crowd, we see people who are trustworthy. In a crowd, we see people who are deceptive. In a crowd, we see people who are very spiritual. Also, in a crowd, we see people who are full of, who are unspiritual, who are very materialistic. We all are like the crowd, and we see all kinds of people in a crowd. And also, in a crowd, we see people who have no plan, who are just following the crowd. Whatever the crowd says, they do. They can't stand on their own. And we see in the crowd people who are very confident of themselves. They can take decisions of whatever they want to do. And some who are indecisive, who cannot take decisions for themselves. And that's why in the Passion narrative, the crowds were praising Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And later on, the same crowd that praised Jesus now said, "Crucify him, crucify him." They are all in the crowd. It is very easy to be a part of crowd, to be a part of a crowd that welcomed Jesus. And it's also very easy to be the part of a crowd that condemned Jesus. It is also very easy to see in the crowd people who are doing things just in order to check the box, while there are also in a crowd people who are not just checking the box, but they are really doing things with their whole mind and heart. Checking the box, as in a crowd, we see people who just want to be baptized, they want to receive their first communion, and also they want to be confirmed. Also, in the same crowd, those people who are checking the box in order to receive all these sacraments do not take the Mass to be a priority in their lives. In a crowd, we see people who just want to be to wed in the church because grandma and grandpa says, "Let us go and wed in the church." And after wedding, doing the wedding in the church, in the same crowd, we see people who, after doing the wedding in the church, they go away. They don't have anything again to do with the church. They will come back again when they begin to raise kids and they want to baptize their child. And by doing that, you are just checking the box. We all belong to the crowd. But the question you have to ask yourself, as we are all in the crowd, where do you belong? Do you belong to the crowd among those who praise God with their whole mind and heart? Or do you belong to the crowd who are just checking the box, who are just praising God with their lips, but not from their hearts? Do you belong to the crowd that praise Jesus with their whole hearts? Or do you belong to the crowd that condemned Jesus? Do you belong to the crowd that is very spiritual? Or do you belong to the crowd who is not spiritual but depends so much on material goods? But even as we are in the crowd, you can still remove yourself from the crowd. You can still not follow the crowd. It is a matter of determination, because someone says that determination, in addition to diligence, brings success. And it is a personal decision that helps one not to follow the crowd, but to do whatever is the will of God. In the crowd, they all followed Jesus at the beginning, but at the end, at the foot of the cross, all those people in the crowd ran away. But only a few women, few Marys, and Joseph and John followed Jesus to the end of, to the cross. So the question is, do you want to be among the few Marys and John and Joseph that followed Jesus to the end of the cross? It is a matter of decision. And thinking about, reflecting about the crowd brings the mind of the adage which we normally use back home that says, never trust a man with two faces. Never trust a man with two faces. A man who has one face here and the other at the back, never trust that person or a woman. Because one who has two faces in your front, he will praise you, he will say all kinds of good things, but the person will go to your back and say all kinds of evil against you. Never trust that person. That person is never a good friend. Rather, you should be among the few Marys and John and Joseph. Even though they were in the crowd, they removed themselves from the crowd. They never followed the crowd, but they followed Jesus to the end at the foot of the cross. And I know, since they persevered to the end, I know that Jesus blessed them with so many good things. We are celebrating the Palm Sunday, which ushers us into the Holy Week. And I will give you some tips on how to make this Holy Week, how you will live this Holy Week so that it will be a good week for you. It will help you to grow in your holiness, so that on Easter, you will be full of new life. By doing this, you are gradually removing yourself from the crowd. One is that we should all spend time in prayer. It is a time for us to spend more time in prayer. If you are not used to praying, I encourage you to use this Holy Week to pray. Pray as many times as possible as you can. I encourage you to make this week to be a kind of retreat week for you, even though you have other things you have to take care of. But let it be a moment, a time for you to make out time to reflect on the scriptures, particularly on the passion narrative that we just heard today. If you can, as a family or personally, to come together and to read, even if it's like two or three verses, you reflect on it every day from now till next Sunday. It will be very useful and helpful for you and your family. Also, this week, I encourage you to make out time to go to confession. If it has been for a year or 2 years or 100 years, whatever years that you have not been to confession, I encourage you to make out time to go to confession in order to reconcile with God, in order to confess your sins and be cleansed from your sins. And that's why from tomorrow till from tomorrow onwards, throughout this week, we'll be having confession. We'll spend hours in the confessional waiting for people to come to confession. So I encourage you to grab the bulletin today, or you go to the parish website and look at the times for the confessions, and come here for confession. Father Tolleson and I have devoted this week to spend time in the confessional hearing confession. So it's left for you to make time to come in order to be cleansed. Also, if you can, avoid too much meetings, even though you may have a busy schedule. But if it's within your power, if there's a way you can cancel off some meetings, whether in your place of work or wherever, just to have that quiet moment for yourself, that will also help you to reflect well for this week. Also, try to make this week to be very simple. Let it be a simple week for you, even though it may be busy, but offer up any busy schedule you have. Offer it up for the forgiveness of your sins and the sins of the whole world. Also, even though we may all know, remember to keep the Good Friday abstinence, not to eat meat. If you can put a reminder for yourself, in case, I know we are aware of it, but just a reminder, because sometimes we can forget and we end up eating meat and I didn't know I'm eating meat. But if you can do anything possible to remind yourself of not to eat meat on Good Friday, to keep it, that would be very helpful and useful to you. Also, I encourage you to try as much as you can to participate actively in this year's Easter Triduum from Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil. If you can make out time to come and to be part of the celebration, that will be very helpful to you. I know some of you may have work schedules, but if there is a way you can move around your schedule in order to be here for the Easter Triduum, please do it. It will be very helpful to you. And even as you plan to be here for the Easter Triduum, I encourage you to be disposed that you will spend a lot of time. The celebration will sometimes last more than an hour. It is not a matter of looking at your time, just dispose your mind that the celebration will take longer than it as usual. So that will help you to prepare well and to be part of the Easter Triduum. Doing all this will help you to remove yourself from the crowd. Because if you don't remove yourself from the crowd, sometimes the crowd may not be helpful to you spiritually. Rather, the crowd can sometimes be deceptive. Even in the crowd, there may be people who, at their own convenience, they will go to their quiet place and pray, and when they come out in the crowd, they will look as if they are not doing what is expected of them. So doing all this will help you to have that quiet moment for yourself and be prepared for the celebration of Easter, when we will all receive new life in Christ.